Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lunchtime Wisdom on the With Insights Radio Network with your host, Iggy Garcia, Mark Matini, Katie Singeneagle. Sit back and relax, grab a sandwich, listen to some of the coolest hosts on the internet. Food for your soul, food for your heart. Now, on to the show.
OH!
I-O!
All right.
For those of you who do not live in Ohio, that is our battle cry. Well, congratulations to the Ohio State Buckeyes for winning a national championship in, was it 2014 or is it actually 2015 or is it 14-15?
It depends where you look.
It's the 2014 championship, right?
Yeah.
Played in 2015.
But sometimes you need to go searching that, because I have to deal with that a lot, because I do so much of the sports astrology that I'm like, okay, was that the 2014 season, or is that because then it's like, I could be looking a year off at the planetary alignments. For
Well, we are here, and we are, I don't know, I'm still kind of in awe about it. I'm like, wow, man, did they do that? Did they really win? Even the Buckeyes, even the players were saying that. It seemed so real. It was so surreal to them. It was like, they couldn't grasp the magnitude of the situation.
Yeah.
A lot of the interviews I was watching.
Yeah. I mean, because, I imagine you're out there on the field, and it's just another game while you're, once you get into the groove, then, and then it's just, you just get to, like afterwards, you're just like, wow, that was the championship.
Dude, I'm still like going, what happened? I think Oregon's going, what happened? Oregon's probably going, did we just get hit by a truck?
Right. Did we
get shot or something? What happened?
Yeah, they're probably waking up this morning going, Ezekiel Elliott! Ezekiel Elliott!
I saw them. They just walked off the field after it was over, dazed. They tried to make that last play with 40 seconds into the game, and it just went nowhere. Ohio State got the ball again and started running, but, they just kind of, let it go.
I knew that in my heart that Oregon was going to come down and score real quick, and I kind of felt that maybe it was part of the game plan, too, just to kind of see what they had, what they were going to throw at them, and they were pretty quick, man. They were pretty fast, but Ohio State, they adjusted pretty soundly, Those turnovers, if it wasn't for turnovers, it'd probably be
a... Oh, that would have been a massacre. It would have been an absolute massacre.
Because I kept thinking, man, I remember Wisconsin. Remember I kept telling you? Remember the Wisconsin game? They just pretty manhandled them in Wisconsin with a Heisman Trophy, candidate, pretty easily.
Yeah. And they pointed out that was three Heisman Trophy candidates in a row they played that they kept, didn't completely shut down, but kept
absolutely
them very much in check.
Yeah, Mariota, he got, 300 some point yards, right?
Yeah, he did. I mean, he had a nice game statistically and stuff, but he got all, they did great completion-wise on first down, but they pointed out, they couldn't stay on the field on third down.
Third down, yeah, that's what happened to Alabama, too, remember?
Right.
Ohio State took away the third down. That's Ohio State tradition right there.
Right.
The bell rings, when I was a kid, you could hear it, boom, you knew third down. If you don't get on third down, you might as well hang it up.
Right. Yep, third down is the key. What did they say at one point last night it was like midway to the fourth quarter or something that like Ohio State had run 40-some plays in the second half and Oregon had run 10.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was domination.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like life, Sports is part of our lives for some of us. Not everybody, indulges in the sports.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But I'll tell you, from where they came from was amazing. It's an amazing story. I mean, if someone makes a movie out of it, it'd be stupid not to. You got one guy blows his shoulder out beginning of season. You got one guy takes over for almost all season. He fractures his ankle the last game of the season. They bring in this young man. He plays. No one even knows who he is, what he does. Now they're talking about him going into an NFL draft.
Right.
And so I'm going, wow.
Yeah, he's just, a freshman?
He's a sophomore.
He's a sophomore. Redshirt, something like that.
Yeah, if he was smart, he'd stay in school, though.
Well, here's the problem. What do you do at Ohio State? Here's the thing, you know. I agree with you. You know, I agree with 100%.
I might get your
stay
education.
Stay in school. But here's the thing. You got two other quarterbacks who were playing in front of you the whole year.
Right.
I mean, for your last couple years.
And they'll be back.
And they'll be back.
Yeah, so you got to fight for your position.
So, I mean, nothing's guaranteed anywhere in anything.
Yeah.
And it's not like he can even say, okay, well, I'll come back. Maybe I won't play that much next year. But then the following, because JT Barrett's a freshman.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, if Barrett stays all his time in school, then, you know, Jones and Barrett will have to.
The only thing I can see what happened is that, you know, Braxton Miller possibly becomes a starter part of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe falters and then. You have a two quarterback system, and then
I just don't think anyone. I think I would put up good numbers in that offense. Those receivers are sick.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, I can't see any of the three of them not doing well with all those.
Mm-hmm.
And the way Meyer's bringing players in, they're just going to get.
So, well, if you were the coach, what would you do?
Oh my God.
If you had that situation, we had three players. Would you tell one guy, hey, you know what, we're going to move you into another position, or you tell the other guy, you're going to play. You guys are going to play dual threat, and you're going to run the field like Marshall did. Marshall was from New Albany, and he played quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they converted him into like a scat back or whatever, like a little halfback player, number 17.
The guy from New Albany is Lee. Defense.
So we're
Marshall's
from Ohio though somewhere. I heard, but I'm not sure.
He might be. I don't think.
But
he's
was
around here though. But
he's a quarterback too.
Right. I mean, they may have to put Braxton as like a wing back, like slot receiver or...
Kind of like what Michigan did. Remember what Michigan did that one year?
Yeah. Yeah, something to like get him... Michigan's a good example. Look, Denard Robinson, who was their big quarterback a couple years ago, he's in the NFL now. He's a starting running back for Jacksonville.
Yeah, there you go.
I think you have to... I mean, Urban Meyer will figure it out. He's a lot smarter than I am. But I think they have to go in and name one of those guys the starter, and I think they've got to do it early next season. I don't think you want to go into your first game going, you know, well, we got three guys. We're going to try, you know. And let's face it, they're gonna massacre most of the teams they play, so the other guys will get in and get some playing time. But I think you've got to have a starter.
Cardale Jones, he played three games. But Barrett won't be back. Spring, he won't be healed completely either.
Right.
He won't be done, so they'll have to name a starter then.
Right.
And I don't know if Braxton's actually even 100% yet.
Right.
So I would say Cardale Jones, if he sticks around, is going to be the starting quarterback next season.
Right. I mean,
it's his position to lose.
Right. I mean, they're worse problems to have, I guess. There's a lot of schools that don't have one good quarterback. I guess having three guys that could win the Heisman Trophy is a good problem to have.
Absolutely. And why are we talking about sports? Because sports is like anything in the world. When you get passion for it and you're motivated and you have that drive, sky's the limit, you know?
Yep, it is.
The limit.
Right. And it is. There's a good spiritual lesson in that, even if I have a lot of friends who don't really care about sports, but there's a good spiritual lesson in all that.
Absolutely.
Is when you see little setbacks, when you have little bumps in the road, when you have, you know, like having your top two quarterbacks get injured and stuff or losing that game early, you fight the good fight. You do what you know is right. You stick to your guns and you step back up and, you know, go along with your game plan, even though sometimes there's a little bumps in the road or whatnot. You know, they came out and played like, hey, we can still win the championship with our second string quarterback. And then they went, hey, we can still beat three of the best teams in the nation with our third-string quarterback.
Yeah.
So sometimes I think spirit tests us a little bit to check our resolve to see if we're willing to walk our walk and talk our talk. So sometimes, even when things go a little bit bad, there's an old mythological thing about the story of Persephone, who was sent down into the underworld, and... I'm not going to go through the whole thing because I think I'm going to screw some of it up because sometimes I get these mixed up. But
it'd be like Book of Mormons, you just make it up.
But Persephone was sent down to the underworld to free her sister. which was either Inani or Erish Kegel. I can't remember.
Just call her Liza Minnelli.
Okay, to free her sister, Liza Minnelli, who had been sent down to the underworld, and she went and took her sister's punishment to free her sister. But when Persephone was down in the underworld, you know, she uncovered a lot of hidden gifts and stuff about herself. And so sometimes, until we're put into the fire, we don't really know how much we can endure or what kind of deep reserves we have on like a spiritual or emotional level. And, you know, some people hate this saying, but I'm going to say it anyways. But, you know, we're never given more than we can handle.
True.
You know, we have an agreement with our whatever creator, spirit guides, whatever you want. Things happen for a reason, and if we were just meant to come down here and just have a cushy, pleasant life all the time, I mean, how much would we really evolve or change? You know,
right.
But the reason where our spirits came down here into the physical 3D is to, you know, help figure things out on another level.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it goes to show you that also with speaking about the game and the connection and all that, it's just like never underestimate anything or anybody, because here's at the beginning of the season, they said these kids would not prosper, these kids would not do anything, they will not even have a good year, it'd be good if they just win a few games, you know, mm-hmm. kind of a... You know, and lose. They had them picked to lose maybe at least 5 or 6 games, but they were 1-0. Mm-hmm. They lost to Virginia Tech, and that was the only game they lost.
Yeah.
So, and Virginia Tech is one of my teams I like.
You know, Virginia Tech's a good team. People don't understand that, but they just had a weird, funky season, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're right.
They started off well, and then they just died in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
So.
But they won their bowl game.
They did win their bowl game against...
So OSU dominated the season. They dominated their destiny. Mm-hmm. So that's what we have to do in our life. You got to go out there and dominate your destiny. No matter what anybody says about you, what script they try to put on you, don't take that word as your life. You go out there and make it happen. You know, you can make it happen for yourself. You don't have to go by what other people say. Oh, you're nothing. Oh, you're a piece of shit. Or you're not ever going to amount to anything. Say F. As a minister, I shouldn't say F you. But, you know, sometimes you just got to say that to somebody or people that are trying to keep you down or back or behind. F you. You know, I'm going to do what I was put here on this earth to do, and I'm going to dominate whatever my happy is. And I'm going to rise like cream to the top.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? And these are 20-somethings, too, 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds. So, you know, they're men by legal right and stuff, but they're also young men, you know, who have a lot to learn still.
Oh, right. And that's why, when looking at college sports and stuff, one of the things to remember is, or even in pro sports, because a lot of the guys are, you know, between 22 and 25, is that, you know, these are still, even though they're really good athletes, they're still people, and some people, for most teams and most players and most sports, usually if you have a team pull an upset one week, I don't find it surprising when they lose the next week.
Yeah.
Because that's what you don't have when you're 20, is emotional maturity. So that's why you have these teams that'll pull a big upset and then get beat by an inferior team the next week, or vice versa,
right?
Because you don't know how to, you haven't learned quite how to have that emotional balance to where you give a good effort every time. That's something that takes a really good coach to help them hone. Or
exactly, that's what I'm saying.
And that's why you have, and you know, Virginia Tech was a good example of that. I mean, they come into Ohio Stadium and beat Ohio State, which had not lost a non-conference home game in like 12 years or something. Yeah, and then I think the next week they went and got beat by some really inferior team. Also, a couple really inferior teams.
I think they got the big head.
Yeah, well, it's just that they have the talent, but it's when you're 20, you don't know how to be emotionally consistent on a lot of levels. So you can go out and give a good effort when you're playing a team that's better than you. But when there's someone that you should beat, then you're just kind of lackadaisical.
And that was JT Barrett's second game. So the first game was, was against really nobody.
Right.
And so, here you are into the pressure cooker in a real scenario, in a real situation, where you're like, got to step up. So we've got to really, Buckeye fans really have to thank that guy, too, because we would not be where we're at if it wasn't for his play through the season.
Right.
And all the other players as well. So they had some good captains in there.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing too is, Urban Meyer's kind of a coaching legend. I mean, he's got three national championships. But it was funny, they won he's been there 3 years. They won their first 26 games. Then
he's 38 and 3.
They lost 3 out of 4. They had that stretch. They lost 3 out of 4 because they lost the Big Ten championship, their bowl game to Clemson. Then they won the first game of the season. Then lost to Virginia Tech, and now they've won 13 in a row since that.
They went undefeated 1 year.
Right, yeah. They won like his first 26 games, I think, or 24, 26.
They went undefeated.
But wasn't that they went undefeated, but they couldn't do anything because that's when they were on suspension, so they couldn't go to any bowl games.
Yeah, but they still went undefeated.
Yeah.
You still go undefeated in a Big Ten or any college level, it's still undefeated, regardless if you're in sanction or not.
Right, well, and the other part of that, too, is that team had went, High State was 6-7.
6-7 last year.
The year before.
With Luke Fickell, right?
Yeah.
Luke Fickell.
And then, Urban went 12-0 his first year in with no players that were his.
He just goes, Luke, let me show you how it's done.
Right. And there's another, I talk about
Fickell
perseverance.
Fickell does okay, though. I like Fickell.
Well, Fickell's another guy, because they were ready to fire
he's
him
grown.
After.
He's still,
they were ready to fire him at the end of last year after Michigan and Clemson ran up those huge points. Totals on them. Michigan State and Clemson and those two games ran up those huge point totals on them. But then, this year, he figured it out.
He's good in his own little niche, coaching
his
part of the
team.
Some coaches
are just good at certain things. Yeah, absolutely.
He wasn't ready to coach the big, the whole team. Yeah.
And, there's some coaches that just don't do that. Lane Kiffin's a good example for Alabama. He was a head coach, total flop, but he comes in as an offensive coordinator. He does way better.
Yeah.
In a sense, you're calling, you're the coach too,
Mm-hmm.
But your responsibilities are different type of responsibility. But yeah, pretty exciting day. So let's take a little quick break, and we shall return.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Welcome back to Lunchtime Wisdom on the With Insights Radio Network with Katie and Mark and Iggy Garcia. We're here live broadcasting and just kind of basking in the glory of somebody else's achievement.
In a way, it's all of our achievement because we're part of the, state of Ohio. And I must say that my little cousin played on the team, number 20, Ron Tanner Jr.
Oh, he'll get a ring.
Yeah, my first cousin, Kim Foster Tanner, is a first cousin, my uncle's daughter. And then Ron Tanner Jr. is her son. And he's an excellent player, and he's a good kid, good-hearted kid, good values, strong values, gets straight-A student. Not only is he a scholar and an athlete, and, just all around good, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't do any
bad you see what happens when you do that,
stuff.
You become ineligible. You can't
Where did
team.
He play high school at?
I'm not sure where he played high school at. Because I know they're here in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh,
so, I don't know what side of town.
So, is sports a religion?
It seems to be. Some people worship sports.
Kind of. People are definitely...
I mean, especially here in Columbus, the Buckeyes are like...
Right.
Almost like God or something. I wouldn't say God or nothing like that, but you know.
Top dog.
Yeah, it's all about the Buckeyes here in Columbus.
Right. I mean, you do not schedule a wedding or a something
game.
During it.
That was one of our shows last night, a rerun show I had with Reba Riley. She was talking about, you know, sports being a religion and how people have their own little sanctuaries in their basements, you know, with all the scarves and their little shrine.
To the sports team, just like my little brother.
And the promises they make.
His basement is his man cave is a shrine to the Bengals and to the Buckeyes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got the fat heads and the different things on the walls, and then the stadium seats that are scarlet and gray. He's got scarlet and gray stadium seats and brown and black stadium seats orange and black for the Cincinnati Bengals and all like that. And I've seen people with Cavaliers, everything, and
I've got my fair share of sports memorabilia.
So Ohio is known for, which is nice, is known for our sports team. Columbus is known for the Buckeyes. Then we have the Crew and the
Blue Jackets.
And then other parts of Ohio is known for the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns and the Cleveland Cavaliers. So, and then there's the other, you know, sports teams in Ohio, like Ohio University, Athens. They usually have a good football team. And then Cincinnati, what's the other team in Cincinnati? Good team.
Reds?
Xavier.
You're talking about basketball. Xavier.
Or the football team, too.
Is Butler, where they're from?
Butler's in Indiana.
Indiana, right?
Cincinnati Xavier has a good football team.
And basketball.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's very good in football and basketball for the last several years now, really.
So, you know, Ohio
and Dayton
great.
Is very good in basketball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dayton. I guess Ohio State fans don't want to remember that one.
Let's keep it all football here for a second.
I grew up, you know, sports-minded family, too. Everybody in my family, we played some kind of sport for a time. It was mostly me and my sister, though, that played sports. So my older brother didn't play sports. My little brother played basketball.
My uncle actually both played in high school.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And so I actually had a third cousin that played. He played football for West Virginia and later coached there and has coached various high schools on the eastern half of the U.S. and coached some NFL players and things like that.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. That's awesome.
So, yeah, so I kind of I like the Buckeyes. I root for the Buckeyes.
Yeah,
West Virginia is my main team.
We get that we're fanatical. I was cruising through Facebook just trying to find different, you know, good field stories. You know, of course, it's pretty loaded with Ohio State stuff right now.
Right.
But I found one interesting article where they were talking about the Empire State Building, where they were lighting it according to the winner. They had it green and yellow on one side and scarlet and gray on the other. Then eventually they completely lit up to scarlet and gray after Ohio State won.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then there were some people were complaining because they had asked the Empire State Building, whoever they asked, if they could light it gold, you know, for cancer research for children and stuff. So, you know, you start to wonder about priorities and stuff. I was thinking about that. Well, you know, I get that, but wouldn't it be better to spend your money instead of lighting up the Empire State Gold, you know, State Building with gold, you know, spending all that money to make it pink? Because they would have to pay that, you know? I mean, take that money and put it into research. Sports is a whole different animal. Let them do their own little thing, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And who's to say that they don't give back to research in some way or another?
Right.
And that's kind of I found that kind of a weird story because you're just throwing everything in one lump sum. You're just assuming,
right?
You know,
right,
that,
right,
you know,
right,
that
right.
They don't care.
a relative example is sometimes I'll get, like I said, I've got a lot of friends who are really into sports, and I've got a lot, too, that a lot of the, like, metaphysical people and stuff aren't into it. But sometimes I'll see posts like, oh, why are you guys talking about sports? But then they'll go talk about it, you know, a TV show or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind
There's
of
a no-brainer TV. Most TV is no-brainer shows anymore.
You know,
I think at least sports is real, people, and that's part of what I.
Well, sports is a real thing that's happening, and people call them dumb jocks. No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll tell you right now. I've coached soccer and I played American football. I played basketball. I played all sports. But I'm gonna tell you right now. Even though football has its periods where you stop and go, everybody on that team has to be on the exact same page and know the exact calls when it's done. Mm-hmm. You can't be dumb and play football, okay?
No,
you can be strong, and you may not be the most intelligent guy, but if you can remember plays and you can remember how to do things, that takes a lot of talent. I give credit to Ohio State and to all these football teams who are very successful, because in order to play football, you got to have some brains, man. You can't be just some dumb guy.
Right. Well. Look how difficult that is. Because if you play quarterback, you have to know 200 different plays and variations of them.
Mm-hmm.
You also have to know what blocking assignment your offensive line is doing, so you know
Absolutely.
Where blitzes may come from. You also have to know all the routes your wide receivers are running, so you know where to throw the ball
mm-hmm.
or where to look when you're under pressure. You also have to be able to read the defense, see are they in a zone, are they going man-to-man coverage, are they blitzing, are they going to – so –
And
you
kind
can't
of keep
be,
an eye around to see what
right.
you see them going like this. It'd be nice if they had some kind of little thing on the side of their helmets, mm-hmm. little mirrors, so they can see what's going on behind them instead of.
and to show you know? And to show how difficult that is. I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of kids that play high school and college football. Maybe millions in the country.
Yeah, at least yeah.
You know, and every team, high school, grade school, college, pro, has, you know, whatever. 1 to 3 quarterbacks or whatever, or 5 if it's a big college or
mm-hmm.
something. But if you look at the NFL, you've got 32 teams. There's like 12 guys that play quarterback really well. There's like 12 guys on the face of the earth that can process all that information and have the physical skills to play the quarterback position really well.
Mm-hmm.
At any time, half to two-thirds of the NFL teams do not have good quarterbacks.
Right. That's true.
That's why if you have an Aaron Rodgers or a Tom Brady or whatever, that's why they get $92 million. Because they make $80 million, you know, $800 billion for that city through playoff games, tourists, you know. You know, go downtown when there's a Blue Jackets game and see how many people are in the restaurants. Go downtown when there's not a Blue Jackets game and see how many people are in the restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Sports is a $1 billion
so,
industry.
And it's not right. And it's not just the teams and the players and the owners. I mean, it's people who sell T-shirts at the shops. It's people who own the restaurants.
Yeah.
It's people who own the hotels mm-hmm. in the area.
Just like New Orleans, when the New Orleans game. Okay, people went down. They didn't have tickets to get in the stadium, but people went down to New Orleans just
right.
to be in New Orleans and in the restaurants and shops and stuff for the ambiance and be down there to support the team. Even though they couldn't get in the stadium, they weren't going to be in the stadium to play.
Right.
And I'm like, that is true fans, and that's money right
mm-hmm.
there. I mean, you're going to fly all the way down to a city, and you're not even going to be in the stadium. So how many other people, they showed people in Dallas who went to Dallas just to be there in Dallas
mm-hmm.
with the team, to support the team, even though they weren't going to be in the stadium. So you're sitting in a restaurant bar in Dallas, Texas, you know, looking on a big screen, watching your team play. And, I mean, I'm like, I don't know. I just, you know, some people are that enthusiastic about it. I'm like, I don't know if I would have flown all the way to Dallas just to sit in a restaurant. I could do that at home. But there's some people who flew all the way to Dallas and to New Orleans to sit in a restaurant to support and watch the team play.
Well, you know, I think it's they want to be part of something. I think everybody wants to be a part of something.
Yeah.
Even the people in the metaphysical community, they want to be part of something. Why do people go to, for example, Jerusalem? They go to, you know, they go to Mecca. They
right.
go to all these
mm-hmm.
different things.
Right.
It's like they're a sporting event, you know.
Yeah.
So we can't really knock a bunch of people who are going to, you know, going to Dallas because they, you know, some people call them crazy. I thought they were crazy too. Don't get me wrong.
right.
But you know, that would be fun to do.
Fans,
that would be fun
know.
To go do. My,
it is.
You know, I have buddies like that. You know, who just go and they just leave.
Yeah, I've had sister-in-law and her husband had just went to. They just went to Israel a few months back to kind of because they wanted to see all the, you know, places that are talked about in the Bible and stuff
right.
like that. So. Yeah, so people do that on a lot of different levels and stuff. I don't think I personally would not go to New Orleans just to be in the same city where the game is being held if I didn't have tickets for the game or, you know, or to Texas or whatnot.
Well, you may not, but, you don't know. You may end up get some, you know, just by chance, you know.
Yeah, and
crazy stuff happens.
Right.
It happens to people. You know, just never. But you know, like you said, some people just that's part of their. That's why I say, is it religion? Is it part of their? Is it part of their spiritual calling to be part of that ambiance? Part of that, you know.
Right.
You know, is it life past life regression where they're visiting the gladiator days, you know, where they were in the stands, or they were the ones in the cages fighting.
We just talked about that last night again. I swear you got my apartment bugged. Because you bring up, every week you bring up some phrase that I've repeated in the previous 24 hours.
All my relations, brother. We're all related. But, I was thinking about that last night, you know, just thinking like, wow, this is pretty intense.
Mm-hmm. So now they just got to, and one guy, Elliot last night, humble young man, he mentioned that someone said, well, now what are y'all going to do for next year? Y'all going to dominate and da-da-da? And he said, we can't talk about that right now. We have to go. We start at square one. And he was humble about it, which was, I'm glad, I love to see humility because he was humble about it. He said, no, when it comes to next year, we're starting back at square one. It's no this or no that. We're going to be starting, you know, and that's, he kind of explained it that way instead of, you know, saying, oh, yeah, we're going to dominate next year. We're going to kick everybody's ass.
Right.
And all. He was just humble. He said, no, it starts back at square one. So, and that kind of like, oh, I'm proud of that young man.
And it's cool because when you think about it, and today we're talking about sports a little bit because that's kind of where we're energetically feeling. But we're also integrating, you know, the things that are metaphysical, things that are spiritual as well. It's the fine threads. You know, I was thinking about the fine threads yesterday, how one decision changes and alters, you know, the course of history. Ezekiel Elliott's parents wanted him to go to Missouri because they were from Missouri.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what if he hadn't gone? You know, who knows?
Right.
What, you know, what if that choice... But it didn't change that because he went to Ohio State, so he stayed on that line. But I was thinking about that, too, and it crossed my mind, well, wow, man, you know, would we have been in that position? No one truly knows if that would have been. That's how thin the threads are with every player that they recruit.
What if Cardale Jones had said, oh, shoot, Braxton Miller and T.J. Barrett are going to Ohio State. You know, maybe I should go to a different school and not... You know, so what if they didn't have that third-string quarterback to, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you right now, his success is due to being on a team that's just clicking on all cylinders. He's not just the only reason they won. A lot of the reasons they won is because everybody was in it. Everybody was
on a team.
Everybody was, it's like a good metaphysical team or a good church organization, you know. Everybody's on a good team. Because I've been to some churches, man, you're like, whoa, I'm out of here, you know, not... Good for you. Good for you, but not good for me, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, Ohio State, you know, and all the teams, you know, even the Oregon Ducks, they had their system, and their system worked for them to get where they needed to be. But Ohio State's system just outplayed their system today, that's all.
Just like David, our friend David Two Crows Rutland, he mentioned this morning in his Facebook post about being part of a team and glad he's part of our team.
Mm-hmm.
Here, because, and I feel the same way, because we do some good work together, all of us, you know?
Absolutely.
Right.
And you can do good things as an individual, but then as a team, and or knowing that even if you are working by yourself, that you have people to back you up, it makes you all more confident and a little more empowered when you do work with others and when you do have others that have your back or know that energy, that spirit is there with you instead of being a lone duck or a lone wolf or out there feeling like you're out there on your own by yourself.
Right. And too, because like, you know, there are certain things that I do well, but I'm really bad at stuff. So at something, so like, you know, Iggy can produce my show and put, him and Susie put my theme song together. You know, I kind of wrote the opening sequence thing, and then you, like, created the song, and you and Susie did the voiceovers. So it's like, none of us know how to do everything, but between us we can, you know, help each other out on the missing gaps. And then we kind of learn how to do this stuff that way, too. Because, like, I kind of need to visually see stuff. So when I see... you know, when you're putting the shows together. Like, you taught me on the switchboard a little bit and stuff, how to... Because, you know, my first show blew up because I didn't know what the hell I was doing on the...
But, you know, it has to blow up sometimes.
Right.
You had to have your Virginia Tech game.
And I learned a lot more through... sometimes you learn a lot more by stuff blowing up in your face than if you, you know, scooted by the seat of your pants the first time, you know?
Oh, trust me. I've blown up a lot of things. But, you know, teamwork's important. And, you know, no one... I don't think... And I'll tell you right now, I'll say it right now, Jesus couldn't do it by himself, okay? I don't care how magical and how magic wand he can whip at you and throw it. Because he could have done that. It made it a lot easier for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the point.
Right.
You know, the point was I'm sure there's more than 12 guys, okay?
All right.
Oh, there was more than 12 disciples.
There happened to be 12 guys.
There was a lot of women, too, that
women,
were disciples. They didn't get men.
They're probably kids. Right? Who knows? Just my whole circuit.
And people traveled with their families a lot of the time, too.
But, you know, he couldn't do it by himself. If the God's own begotten son couldn't do it by himself, you know. Then what's to say that we can do it all by ourselves? But so many people in this world try to do everything themselves, the success is based on them. If it's not, you're just part of the cog, you're not part of the wheel, you know, you're there, you know, you're just a piece. Even though you're the one with the big initiated the imagination, the creation, the funding, whatever. You can have all the money in the world, but if there's nobody there with you, can't do it. Henry Ford's a good example. You know, he wanted to create a V8 engine. You know, and everybody thought he was crazy. Can't create no V8 engine. He goes, just do it. And he just kept doing it. It would bust, it would break, crack, but eventually they got it right.
And even sometimes it's passed along by people we don't even know, because even all advances in science and technology are based on, you know, people previously did research.
Yes, absolutely.
And then, you know, so I mean, really, even though you know, Edison and other people and stuff get credit for a lot of our inventions and stuff, we, you know, without Tesla we wouldn't have anything. Tesla invented Tesla was probably the smartest human being that ever lived. I mean, he invented everything and then
fell in love with a pigeon. The pigeon was inspiration. But, you know, like Henry Ford, for example, they took him to court.
Mm.
They tried to prove that he was a fraud and this and that, and they asked him to spell something or whatever. I forget. I have to go back into my notes. And the guy goes, okay, well, give me 5 minutes, and I'll find somebody who can spell that. That's the kind of guy he was. He'd surround himself with people who were better than him, you know, people who were sharper, people who were smarter, you know.
Right.
That's leadership. That's a good coach. That's a quarterback. You know? That's somebody who... No,
he could come up with the ideas and then delegate it off to, hey, Katie's an expert in this field.
Yeah,
and Iggy's an expert in this field, so this is my general idea. Can you turn this into physical reality?
And, you know, everybody has that capacity, and I truly believe that every human being on this planet has that capacity. And everybody who's listening to the show and everybody who's on the chat room and everybody who listens to anything that we ever say has that capacity to be that.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it stop? Where does it fail? I'll tell you where it fails and where it stops. We have the belief in our own self that we are not we're not capable or not good enough to do that, or somebody told us that we're not good enough to do that. There's a point where you have to break out of that big nutshell, just get out of those old memories and those old scripts, like you said, Katie, and, you know, move forward. And how do you do that? By action. If you don't move forward, if you don't get out of the bed, and if you don't get off your butt out of the chair, you know, or you know, just stop thinking negative things and stop worrying about things that ain't happen, you know, then do it. Well, I don't have a job. Okay, well, you know what? Go get a job. How are you going to get a job? Well, I don't know. Well, figure it out. If you don't know, ask somebody. And there's different ways. Katie's there.
Try different avenues, different people, different groups. If one group or one program is not working for you,
One of the big things. I can't find love.
There's love all around.
Love is all around. What kind of love are you looking for?
Are you looking for a roll in the hay, or are you looking for a meaningful relationship?
There's a mannequin over there. You fall in love with it. I don't know.
You know, I mean, just like, I don't have a significant other right now, but I've had offers for, you know, if I wanted to roll in the hay, you know, or something. I've had many offers for that, but no, I don't want just to get my goodies and then leave the person. Thank you, you know, slam bam, thank you, sir, whatever.
Slam bam, thank you, ma'am.
I want a nice, meaningful, lasting relationship.
Absolutely.
So I keep turning people down.
And the next one is, hey, you know what? What is it? I don't have enough money to do that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You may have enough money to do that, but if you have the idea, there's somebody out there who does have money, and you know what? Cut a deal with them. Say, hey, I got this great idea, but
can
we're going to have to write a contract about it first.
you
got to be smart.
Fund me,
yeah, can you fund me? You know, that's what they call grants. That's what they call them. You know, they're giving the gifts. There's all kinds of stuff out there.
Then there's the website GoFundMe.
GoFundMe,
so
you know.
So you can put on there and say, hey, I've got this project. Who wants to help me out
with it? Yeah, there's another one like that. Kickstarter.
Kickstarter, yeah, that'll
help. You know.
Help out.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But I think sometimes we give ourselves excuses and we believe those excuses. You know, we start to believe our own hype. You know how sometimes we're up here and we start to believe, oh yeah, we're cool. But we also have that other hype.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm no good. I can't do that, man. Oh, I'm too tired. Oh, you know, you start
negative self-talk.
Yeah, you just start to program yourself. And you don't even know you're doing it sometimes. So people out there, stop programming yourselves the wrong way. Get up. Just talk to yourself and say, you can do it. I can be number one. Never mind.
I can do it.
We're excited because life is so precious. You know, life is precious. And, you know, yesterday we saw a bunch, 85 kids win the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they take now, I think, or 95 or something. You know, they had a goal and they had a belief. They had a dream. And you know what? That will propel some people to do things today. Today, some people will get up and go, wow, if those 18-year-old kids can do it, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Coach Myers can do it, I can do it. You know, and then they're going to, some of the people just stay stuck in their own programming. They're just not going to do anything.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just football. I don't like sports. I don't like sports.
And some people get comfortable in their box. So, I mean, if you're comfortable and it's working for you, stay in your box. But if, you know, if you're uncomfortable, things aren't going the way, it's not working out for you, you know, then get the heck out of the box.
And then if people want you to come in their box.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, that's okay.
No,
enjoy
you.
Your box.
Yeah.
Enjoy your box.
Because sometimes if you're in your box, you kind of can get stagnant and just like a old kitty pen.
Yeah.
You know, it gets stagnant and starts to smell after a while. You got to change that litter. You know?
That's true. You're
or that hamster cage. If you're going round and round and round in that hamster wheel or that rat race and stuff, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
It'll start to stink after a while. You better go wash it out and litter.
I love your metaphors there.
So, I mean, it's, you know.
Time for astrology.
What's going on, Mark?
Excuse us for coughing away here.
So, interestingly, since we're talking about change and getting out of the box and stuff, but Pluto is exactly square to the nodes.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yesterday.
Before you go any further, what the hell is a node? I've been wanting to ask you this since the first day I met you.
Okay.
I just, you know, I don't want to be that ignorant guy.
Physically, in the body.
I know what a physical node is.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're called. What's the right starting point here? Okay, they're called this started in Eastern astrology. I think that is where they originally started using these.
Mm-hmm.
And the meaning in the Eastern astrology is a little different now than what it was. But they are called the moon's nodes, and it is the north and south node of the moon.
Okay.
So they actually, as a opposed to all the other planets, they actually travel in reverse. So instead of going from Virgo to Libra to Scorpio, they actually go Scorpio, Libra, Virgo. So the only thing, only planets or luminaries in astrology that travel backwards. So essentially the north node is like future or energy that we're moving towards or that we want to represent, or future karma that we're building, if you will. The south node, the north node is also, you'll run across the phrase, the dragon's head.
Mm-hmm.
The south node, which is also called the dragon's tail sometimes, this is past karma, past life things being worked on, things from previous lives, energies from previous lives we've carried into this incarnation to work on.
Okay.
So when you see, when things are contacting the north node in a person's chart, then that is something pushing them towards the direction they're supposed to be going. When things are hitting the south node in a person's chart, that is a person or thing coming up from some point in the past that needs worked out or straightened up or released, or an energy that we're really good and comfortable with that will help us move towards where we're supposed to be going.
Okay, if not, we'll do it in reverse. Yep, we'll do it. Yep, yep, we'll do it. Now to astrology.
Okay, so Pluto correlates with the soul. So when Pluto is square, a square is a 90-degree aspect, which has a lot of energy and mm-hmm. some stress to it. That means that there is energy to it. There is a people feel a calling, because the nodes is kind of our destiny and our past karma.
Okay.
Pluto is transformation in the soul, and it has a lot of power to it. So when Pluto is square to the nodes, everyone is feeling a lot of energy or a lot of calling to get themselves lined up with where they're supposed to be, getting out of the box mm-hmm. or getting out of bad relationships, bad jobs, bad living things, mm-hmm. bad living conditions, and getting yourself to where your soul's purpose is being used, to where you're walking in the path that you're supposed to be. You're in alignment with where you're supposed to be going. So this is one reason there's been so much crazy energy out there lately, as Pluto's been approaching this exact square to the nodes, which was yesterday, is the things we could usually brush off or not pay attention to, you know, the little thing, oh, I'll deal with that later, whatnot. They're making themselves more present so that we get aligned spiritually and physically with where we're supposed to be and the direction we're supposed to be going.
Okay, cool. Now it makes a lot more sense.
Yep.
I mean, I still have to take one of your classes, though.
I have a beginner class.
Do you have, like, beginner classes?
Right.
Like baby beginner?
Anyone in the Central Ohio area, I have a beginner class tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Mystic Nirvana in downtown Powell. And then I will probably be giving another one somewhere in the near future, probably on a...
And where can
I'll
people,
try and do
where
one
can people
on
find
afternoon.
You online?
You can find me on Facebook. You can find me with insights.com. You can... right now I have a really horrible website. It's www.markbethany.com, but I have a new logo and a new business name.
Is it the one
with
the dancing girl on it?
Yeah. Which is about to be unveiled, and I'm redoing my YouTube page and cool. everything else. So
excellent.
With Saturn and Sagittarius, I'm reinventing myself. So in the near future, a new business spiritual mode model internet presence for myself will be released once I have it all linked up here.
Yeah, I got to work on that too for myself to get things started, get things moving.
Get started. Get moving now.
Quit tooting and farting around.
Tooting and farting. Never heard that one before.
I don't know where I got that from. Maybe from Melody, I don't know.
Probably. That's funny though.
So little hint, I'm a Pisces. And the glyph for Pisces is two fish swimming in opposite directions. Mm-hmm. So that plays into I'm just waiting for my new business cards to come in.
Oh, yeah, sweet, nice.
To finish up my websites, and so I will be revealing.
Perfect.
That
I'm a procrastinator.
Shortly.
I gotta quit doing that.
Procrastination.
Why procrastinate today when you can procrastinate tomorrow? Yeah. No. I'm horrible at that, too. I need to stop.
And there's the whole answer, everybody.
So it's like, you know, it's like when you get inspiration, when you have the feeling, when you know, it's like go with it and do it right mm-hmm. then. Because sometimes when you wait to do stuff, that day or moment never comes and you keep finding. So that's a big lesson I'm learning is to, when the inspiration hits you, get it down on paper or get mm-hmm. it on your blog or
yeah, absolutely.
Get it on your website or...
True. Just like I'm, you know, trying to get my apartment together, and I had a friend message me yesterday saying, oh, can I come up in a couple weeks and stay, you know, come up? And I said, you know, they said, like, the ink or something. I'm like, give a couple more weeks of February, kind of get things. Get quick, because this friend wants to come visit from out of town, and I told her, you know, whenever you come to town, you can stay with me for a few days. And so I was like, okay, I got to get my, that gives me a motivation to, okay, go ahead, finish that daggone apartment. Because I don't want a friend coming and staying, and then, you know, there's paint tape on the wall, you know.
Right.
You know what I mean? And no pictures or nothing. It's just sitting there. Because I'll get on one project, and then I'll, something else will come into my mind, and I'll get on another project,
right.
And then something, I'm just one of those, what do you call it, like AD, I don't know if I'm ADD or what, you know.
Yeah, I'm the same. Like something more, you start working on something, then something that has more of a time urgency to it shows up, and then it's, and it's like energy attracts other energy too, so it kind of.
And then I'm constantly getting rid of, going through my stuff, pulling it all out, going through it, taking it to the thrift store, throwing it away, and then I'll put it all away, and then I'll get it all back out again and go through it again. Iggy was just in my apartment, so he says, I'm like, excuse mess.
I didn't see anything.
He's like,
I was just minding my own business. I was doing my thing.
Now my apartment is partially, destroyed right now because I've been working on blogs and gathering information and stuff. So
like
I've
mad
got,
scientist.
Right. I've got like 8 stacks of folders and papers on my living room floor right now as I'm going through them and turning them into information I can use. So that's the way it is sometimes.
Your focus is your reality.
Yeah.
Careful what you're focusing on.
Yeah. And sometimes I know myself, I get these bursts of energy where I'll do something and get something done in one day, and then I'll feel good and accomplished. Oh, I got that done.
Yeah.
And, you know.
So
I'm kind of glad I'm not working a regular job right now, but I've got projects I'm trying to work on and get done for at least for the winter time to get things done by time spring happens. So, because then we'll be out and about again, and then things will just be as they were, and then, you know, try to focus on taking care of getting myself together. Just like some of you all, I know, all the beginning of the year, everybody gets on the weight loss kick and whatnot, but my doctor gave me an app to, my dietitian gave me an app to try. It's called MyFitnessPal. And to keep track of what I eat, and it's got almost everything on it, or you can scan the barcodes on your food and all that. So it just lets me see.
Oh, that's what that feature is. I was wondering what that was.
So it lets me see exactly what I'm eating, and I'm not eating all the calories that they set me up for, which is, to me, is good, because they gave me a lot of calories to work with. But I can see where my nutrition is lacking. So it's just like I'm having a little bit too much salt and not enough proteins and or not enough fruits and vegetables added to my diet that I eat. So I have to up the fruits and vegetables and try to cut the salt. But I'm one of those people, I don't crave sugar, but I crave salt all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that when I go to my doctor's office next, I got to ask him, why do I like salt, you know, so much? So, and I don't add, I'm not one of those people that shake salt on my food. It's just that I like salt food that's already salted. So, like
salt.
Chips. Now, that kind of salt, sea salt or Himalayan or black salt or the high mineral salts are good for you, but not table, regular old mine table sodium salt.
I downloaded an app too, just to see where, you know, how I'm doing. And it's really cool because you actually type in, like you said, the foods and the stuff, and then it gives you, like if you want to lose so much weight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I weigh, like, 200 pounds, I lose 20 pounds. So that would be, like, a pound a week or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it tells you, and it breaks it down, and it tells you, like, you've had 50% carbs or 20% protein. So it gives you a nice breakdown. I mean, is it exact science? Probably not. But it's a good monitor. It's a good start.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so I was, because I got inspired by you on a couple shows back that you were talking about you wanted to better your life. So I was like, well, I want to better my life too. I don't want to be left alone. I'm going to be right behind me.
Because I'm one of those people, I hate to write things down, so the dietitian gave me that. He said, no, you don't have to write it down. You just got to just plug it in. So I've been watching, and I'm glad I got someone, because I looked on there to see if I had any friends on it. I have my cousin Kim.
Oh, you can friend up with people?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
But I'm like, I don't know if it's going to tell on me when I do bad. I don't want nothing telling on me when I have something to drink.
And you know what
eat.
It told me? That I don't eat enough, that I was actually starving myself, that I wasn't consuming enough calories, and so my body was storing more.
It was hoarding
fat,
right,
to keep me alive.
Yep.
And mine's, I'm doing the same thing.
And so I'm going, well, that makes sense, because I sleep, you know, I'm usually up late, and then I sleep a little bit, and I don't have good breakfast. But now I monitor my calories, and so at the end of the day, I'll probably be like 162 calories short of eating. I could eat up to 1,800 calories per se, or something like that, some weird number they throw out there. And but it goes quick, man.
Mm-hmm.
You start to eat. I was like, whoa. I was like, geez. You know, I was starving before. You know, it reminds you. It says, have you recorded what you've eaten today? It starts me out at 1840 in calories. My goal. That's my goal, to eat every day. You know, so my body will burn proper fat and properly. And then the only thing where I'm lacking that I've noticed is exercising.
Yeah.
Big.
And that's wintertime. It's
hard to.
And I don't eat enough. I'm not eating the calories. My thing is, the nutrition part. I got to look at the nutrition. Okay, I'm not getting any vitamin A. I'm not getting enough C. I'm not getting enough iron or.
You know why? You know, and this sounds really messed up, but a lot of people say Asians look always skinny and they as much as they eat.
Mm-hmm.
But someone, an Asian friend of mine told me, he goes, well, you know, we drink green tea. A lot of us drink green tea. And green tea has certain types of antioxidants.
Catechins.
And they help, you know, burn fat.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's a hormone in our body called, I think it's called lipitin or something like that, that's just been really discovered in the last, 5-10 years, which doesn't let you burn the fat properly.
Mm.
But when
and
you take
cortisol
this.
Cortisol, too,
yeah.
That holds on to fat.
When and so there's stress. A whole new, there's a, I mean, food science is huge. I'm not even claiming to be a food scientist at all, period. So disclaimer there, I'm not, don't follow what I'm saying.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, but it's just really interesting, and it's really fascinating to, you know, the little things that you take for granted, like ginseng helps burn fat.
Ginger.
Ginger. Mangosteen, yerba
lemon
mata.
Lemon juice.
There's a whole bunch of stuff.
Lemon juice, apple cider vinegar. There's all kinds of things that you can have during the day, or anything fermented that you like kimchi. I like kimchi.
Oh,
I can eat it in small
kimchi.
Small batches, but
I know
I like
where I'm going for lunch.
Kimchi, you know, so there's stuff that's out there that our American bland palate doesn't. Then the Indian spices, I've learned how to use some of the Indian spices by just having my Krishna friends and stuff. It's just like, there's all kinds of things out there that help to burn.
I'm drinking golden milk, too.
Yeah, so.
You know, cumin milk, put in almond milk, and you make a little, and you put a little bit of coconut oil in it to help cleanse your liver, and actually lubricate your spine, too. It helps lubricate your spine.
And then using coconut oil helps to burn body fat. Coconut oil, ghee, and butter. One wouldn't think butter, but coconut oil, ghee, and butter, using those, and even on small amounts, regular old lard, too. Don't use the vegetable oils, unless it's like peanut oil or safflower or sunflower, or don't use soy, don't use canola, don't use the blended vegetable oils.
Mm-hmm.
Stay away from vegetable oils. Unless it's, you know, like peanut, safflower, sunflower.
I pretty much use olive oil for all the stuff that I
cook. Olive oil is good, too. Grapeseed oil is good. Mm-hmm. But those good oils are usually you're going to pay for them. I mean, because they're good for you.
Right.
You know, you just don't go to the store and buy a dollar bottle of oil. Those dollar
right.
bottles of oil,
yeah,
the stuff is killing you. So,
a weird thing I found out last night. I guess coconut oil also is really good for dry skin.
Mm-hmm.
So if
lather it on.
Right. So if you have like my, like in the winter, like my ankles are just like continually dried out because, you know, the wind comes up your pant legs or whatnot. And so, like, I...
Stop it, Iggy.
Yeah, I know this is just going to go horrible. This is going to go
horrible. Just oil your legs.
But you can put, yeah, like your...
And it's good for your joints and stuff, too.
And then, like, so a little tip is if you have an old pair of socks...
Oh, really?
Put the socks, put the coconut oil on like
your
ankles
socks
or whatnot.
Yeah.
And then put...
Sorry, I missed that word. What?
What?
You
yeah.
put oil on your coconut... On your, sorry, on your ankle.
Sorry. Sorry, you are.
We must be coming to the half hour of our show, yeah.
But it's good to oil yourself down with some coconut oil or shea butter. Or,
Polynesian countries,
you know,
they lather themselves in that.
Another oil that's, but it's kind of high in, is palm. Some people, a lot of Africans use palm kernel oil, which is good for cooking. But it's kind of expensive, too. You got to get it at an international store.
It's, you pay now or you pay later, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my kind of where I'm kind of gearing to. I'm gonna take care of myself now as I'm a younger person, you know, because when I get to be 60, 70, 80, pushing 80 and 90s, I don't want to be like popping pills and take, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like some people got to take 8, 9, 10 medications a day, several times a day, and I'm like, and that's just pumping your body full of chemicals, you know.
And half that stuff doesn't do anything for you.
Mm-mm. It just takes care of some of it takes care of the side effects of other medications. And
disinflammatories. Yeah.
I was like that once upon a time. I was taking 8 prescribed medications a day, maybe 3 times a day. And I had to say, I can't do this. I got to get off of this crap.
Yeah.
So, you know, and as I've gotten older, I have gotten, I would say, healthier. But only my big problem is my arthritis and my weight, obesity. So I'm constantly, since day one coming out of the womb, has struggled with being fat, but I haven't let it get me down, or I've tried not to let it get me down or depressed. My mom always told me, you can do anything you set your mind to, so I've never let it get in my way, you know, so to speak.
Yeah.
So, and you out there, don't let anything get in your way. If you want to do something, do it. Don't let any kind of physical, mental, or any kind of other challenges keep you from doing something. Be an overcomer. You know, be a victor, not a victim.
Victoria? I try being a victor.
Victoria Fuzzbottom?
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, these are inside jokes from our different shows that we kind of merging through, so if it sounds kind of weird, it probably is.
But you can pretty much assume anything that comes out of our mouths is fairly weird. So
yeah, it's like magic.
Abracadabra. You create what you speak.
Exactly. I had a conversation about that last night too.
We're just in the
I know it's amazing. I talked about coconut oil, abracadabra, and...
oh, man. That's funny.
Whatever the other thing
was. I've been talking about I wanted to meet a big dude, big, tall, handsome dude, and I did meet one Saturday night. So, but we'll see. I just met him, so I didn't get to talk to him yet. But
Iggy
said
sign?
He was looking at me. So I'm like,
What's his birthday?
I don't know. I know his name's Tom, but that's all I know.
Oh, okay. All right. That sounds good. Let's take a quick little break. We'll be right back. Yeah, we're back. All right. Just wanted to... I want to thank everybody for tuning into our show. Anyhow. Well, With Insights Radio is a listener-supported... donated-based radio station, okay? So this is where I just ask people, you know, if you feel it from your heart that you like what you're listening to on our show, to go to withinsightsradio.com. There's a donate button there. Donate to keep us on the air, support our ventures here. We have quite a bit of good shows and quite a bit of shows coming in
mm-hmm.
that are pretty good, and that's why you don't hear a lot of crazy commercials on ours that we could bombard you with and bore you to death with. Why not? I mean, we're fun.
We're a fun group, and even though we're a real group and we're we not only have fun, we have drumming, we have projects we do, programs we do for people. We're actually a spiritual ministry. There's all kind of things. There's all kind of things we got coming up for spring and summer, and we'll keep you posted on that. So, but we do need a little bit of funding to get around and to get things done and to go out and help the community.
This is our ministry.
I have to keep my rabbit hole properly groomed.
Mark McBeady.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self. Welcome back to Mark the Rabbit Hole. No, I'm just joking.
So if anyone would like to donate a free Brazilian wax for my rabbit hole, that would be much appreciated.
Yeah, Susie's listening to our show, or Adriana's listening to our show. Laughing. I can just see Adriana laughing. Everybody's going, what are you laughing at?
I can see Adriana doubled over at this point, I think, on the over her desk.
She's one of our fans, I guess. You want to call her supporters. She loves our show. She says so. I believe her. Well, yeah, there is one thing on that one. I was listening to that last commercial ad that I have. I do need to make an update on that one. Because we don't have withinsights.com anymore. Because I forgot to renew it one time years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I lost it. But I still have, that's why we totally became withinsightsradio.com.
Okay.
So for those of you who want to know, we actually have a new website platform that's set up. So you can actually go to withinsightsradio.com. And each one of us has our own little blog spot, and then some of us will post things. You can read things and events that we'll be doing and program shows. I'm going to try to put the archives on there. Some of our shows are kind of long, so it's, you know, unfortunately, what is it? WordPress doesn't give you so much space to put them on there. But I'll find a way to do that. I think I have. I created With Insights. It's called Podcast. Mm-hmm. Where I can actually load up all our podcasts on there. So we can actually have them too, not just Blog Talk. But any of our shows are available to be, you know, downloaded and listened to on With Insights Radio through Blog Talk, through our little link that you came through. I hope you guys are enjoying our shows and enjoying our shenanigans and and our talks about Brazilian waxes and stuff. But that's just who we are. We're just...
Yeah, people.
We're real people talking about real stuff, about, you know...
rabbits.
We come in here with a little bit of idea of what we want to talk about. We'll have things written down. But, you know, usually we'll talk 2 seconds about that, and then we move on to the next thing. We're really spirit-led in what we do. We believe radio should be fun. It should be enjoyable. Something that shouldn't be so serious all the time. There's enough serious radio out there. If you want to go listen to that, you know where to find that. And here, we're just like cases. We're real. We're being ourselves, being goofballs. But we're going to have a lunchtime wisdom lunch. So anytime, if you ever want to join us for lunch, let us know. And we'll send us an email, and we'll tell you where we'll be having lunch, so you can come and pick our brains about things. So it'll be lunchtime wisdom on the road is what we're going to call it. So so if you want to join any of the cast members or hosts here on Lunchtime Wisdom for lunch, like I said, send us a little Facebook message, and we'll tell you where we're at.
Where we're lunching.
Where we're lunching. Then you can get a little bit more about, learn a little bit more about us, get to know a little bit more about what we do and who we are. We can all be found on Facebook for sure. So Iggy Garcia, Katie Singh and Eagle, Mark Matheny, iggygarcia.com, and you know, I think markmatheny.com as well.
Yeah, that's what it is right now. Right.
And mine's coming.
Changing.
It's been coming for the last.
Yeah.
Almost the last year, but
yeah, but
it's
everything's in, everything in time, everything good.
Yeah.
So.
I just need time getting there.
But we have fun. What we do, doing what we do, sharing what we share. Share what's on our heart. Go Bucks. O-H-I-O.
O-H-I-O.
So that's basically what we've been doing all morning, talking about Bucks. Anything else you guys want to talk about real quick?
Is it don't party with Papa Gino. But
what's,
I like Papa Gino. He's wonderful.
Don't party with my dad. What's,
you might have a hangover the next day.
You might.
Yeah, what's for lunch today?
I don't know. Where do you guys want to go today? Where do you want to go for lunch? Ooh. What are you in the mood for?
Vegetables, chili, Chinese.
What do you want, Mark? We got to be. We have a sensitive stomach here.
Oh, no, my stomach has recovered, I think. Ooh. So I think I'm fair game.
You know,
just
me,
sure
I'm just, I just like food.
There's a place called Sentuki.
Sentuki.
It's a Japanese place. They have, like, bowls of noodles and stuff, like ramen type.
Oh.
You like that?
I always like
that. I got to ask Mark.
That's fine. That's
they have other stuff, too. And it's really on the cheap, so.
Okay.
It's not cheap food, but it's just
right.
Reasonable. That's on Old Henderson Road.
Okay.
Sentuki. So if you guys want
to
join us for lunch over there, that's where we'll be. It's pretty close here in the Columbus area. If you see a short guy, a round woman, and a bald man,
lower
you found us.
For that lower northwest side.
Yeah. Yeah, we do look like characters out of Lord of the Rings.
Gives Precious the lunch.
We're odd.
Mr.
Frodo.
A
motley crew. That's why I like our group, our team. We're kind of eclectic.
We do have one caller online. I'm curious to see what they say about our show.
Yeah, let's see how scared they are.
See if we scared them off. Hello, caller. You've been listening to our show most of the day. So, anything you want to share with us?
I didn't know if you were giving ratings or intuition or not.
We usually don't give readings on this show. We do have another show on Monday nights, which is called With Insights Radio, on the same network at 6 p.m. If you want a reading, they'll definitely give you a reading. That's pretty much what they do. But on this one, we talk about, you know, just what's going on during the day, what's going on holistically.
Life,
you know, all day chatter. But we thank you for tuning in, and hopefully you can call in on Monday at 6 p.m. in the evening, and they'll be more than glad to give you a reading.
All right,
thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. But, that's where we're going to go for lunch. And we do apologize for those of you who thought you were getting readings today. The show, we don't do readings on the show. This is just a forum of talking and camaraderie amongst friends who actually are DJs and hosts on this fabulous network that we've all helped create together.
Which is expanding, I believe. I think if I've been looking, I think the ratings for about all the shows have...
Yeah,
bumped up a good bit.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah, what? Well, thank you. For
I
that.
Think
you and your hairy show.
The hairy show.
This hairy bottom show.
Yeah.
No, but you bring a whole thing to our collective oneness here, our funness. You know, so it's kind of fun.
I'm just lucky to have some friends that are very knowledgeable on things, and they have their own. It was following, so I think, and that's the, I think that's a good way to organically grow things. You keep, you know, I like to have my astrology friends on and stuff, and my friends here and stuff, and then we bring in other people from other, because I don't want my show to just be only astrology all the time.
Right.
So I've got some good psychics coming on, and we've had a couple, and we've got some other people in the works that I'm finalizing up here. I have this Friday. I have my friend Heather Renee Horton, very good astrologer. Yes, you guys are friends on Facebook.
Okay, that's what
she has a show that I've been on before.
Okay, that's probably what it is.
And then I will have working on having our friend Gary Heron on. My friend and the author for Llewellyn Publications, Kim Rogers. She's been on once before. She'll be on again this month. And then I've got
perfect.
I like
one of our
project.
Friends, Matt, and Mashat.
Who's that?
Matt Mashat.
Oh, yeah, I've had Matt Mashat on the show before.
He's
pretty cool.
He's lined up for February, and I've got two other pretty big name people.
Perfect.
That I'm looking to finalize for the first 2 weeks of February.
Perfecto.
So we'll get, you know, we'll bring new people in, get some people that do stuff other than just astrology, and this, you know, kind of help build the network a little bit, and build their client base, build our base,
mm-hmm.
you know, turn people on to different stuff they may not be aware of.
And I got my friend Reba Riley. He'll be back on the show. She'll be talking about her book. It comes out on April 1st.
Awesome.
So there's, we've got some people lined up too in our show too as well, because
okay.
they want to get back on with us.
I believe Gary was wanting to be on either the Monday show or this show as well. He told me to ask you.
Yeah,
about
anytime.
That.
I mean, yeah, yeah, he can be on anytime he wants to come on. Absolutely, there's no problem there. We can bring him on anytime.
So yeah, so we know a lot of cool people
mm-hmm.
between us that have expertise in a lot of from. The psychic realm to paranormal to conspiracy stuff to magic to symbolism. So we're going to make sure we pass along to you guys a lot of the interesting information that we get exposed to, so that you guys can kind of enjoy some of the people that we get to.
I think we pretty much covered pretty much what we wanted to cover today. I think we talked about the Buckeyes. We talked a little bit about church. Talked a little bit about religion. There's a whole bunch of things we could talk about, I'm sure. But I feel comfortable where we're at and what we've
yeah,
shared.
Yeah, we usually just flow, you know.
And I think when you know when you're full, you know, like your tummy's full. When you're
right.
Time, you know, it's like,
okay, it's good. Good stopping.
Good stuff. O-H.
I-O.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-